Are you not getting the Mario song from this?
It's 2, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I'm not as familiar with 2. That was kind of an obscure game.
I just had to think of a new Mario song. We can't do the general one every time. We used the Bowser remix like 2 times already. To come up with some bright new ones. Maybe Super Mario 64, that's a classic track.
Mario 2 was really like, they just did acid and they're like, here's a new Mario game.
Well, that was, a lot of people who are listening to this probably already know the story if they're like any kind of like gamer fanatic or anything like that. Super Mario 2 was like heavily based off of some like pre-existing game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like some game in Japan they just kind of repurposed. Mario characters kind of on top. I think I've heard like conflicting reports like, no, it was completely original. It was just coincidence. But there's a game that looks like almost identical to it. Just with, you know, obviously not Mario and Peach and shit like that.
Would explain the appearance of
isn't it
no
weird
villains
that,
reoccurring.
Like, isn't it weird that there's like the second Mario Brothers game has not only Luigi, but now Toad and Peach as playable characters? You're like, curious.
Yeah. And like I said, none of the villains, none of the bad guys return. It's all new things.
Yeah, it's like fucking radishes and bullshit and Birdo.
Ninjas and ghosts.
I think it was the first game of Birdo or Bird. What the fuck's the purple?
Birdo, yeah. That's the second one. Yeah, okay. With the egg that you had to jump on it, pick it up and throw it at him. It was such a pain in the ass.
Garbage game.
Such a shit sub-boss, too.
Welcome, everybody, to the Super Hilarious Brothers Super Show!
Trying to think. I think it's been a year now that we've been doing this podcast.
I think so. About a year now.
And we've got 11 episodes?
I think this is episode 12. Well, you know what, brother?
We lost
one. I can... No. But maybe. Who knows? No, but I can go... Well, it's tough to go there because the E key on this keyboard doesn't work very well. But if you go to Super Larios Brothers...
You really pound it in when you're trying to type penis. Like, P-E!
.podbean.com and you hit enter, and that'll take you to our show page.
Which I've never seen.
See, it's not going to seem like that's clearly default art. She doesn't listen to our show.
I can't imagine.
We're on episode 13, because we just did episode
13. Oh, okay. And you've been titling these.
Yes. Not many great ones.
Like Charlie Skinner's Hill Tonight. It's to the limit. It seems like kind of boring. Japanese, you really were a big fan of that.
Nosy and the Hog. Shout out to Baby Mitchie.
There we go.
Too busy for the black movies. Still true. No tips, Hail Hydra.
See, I kind of like these.
Jedi Master Murderous, Russian Soulmate, Coach Larios Saves Volleyball. There were 2 other ones, weren't there? I think one's just called Unscast. Because that's what the game was. I did not see the Little Bear movie. In
you, which is a lie. You did see the Little Bear movie. I saw that Little Bear
No, every time movie. You pound that, it comes through on the mic. Right?
That giant toilet bowl of a movie.
I didn't make you see it. It's not my fault you got high and you're in your room eating Cocoa Puffs.
And had a younger brother? It's not my fault.
No one forced you to watch it. I was at Bible camp probably diligently studying. You just saw that Cartoon Network was still on. You passed out, half naked, drunk, high.
I think it was mom like literally waking me up from a drunk high stupor on like a Sunday morning and like, you're taking your dorky brother to this stupid movie.
The Little Bear movie definitely did not have a theater release. I mean, we just commented on the fact we've been doing this for years, so I don't know if we want to wind back up to a year old argument, but I don't think I dragged you to a theater at the very most to see it.
I don't think you gave a shit.
Like, no, that's
pretty sure you wouldn't have been like, no, Mikey doesn't want
to. I mean, it's impossible for me to have dragged you to a theater.
Still feeling terrible about making him take me to Dunstan Checks In twice because I fell asleep the first time.
So, a couple things I've been holding out on talking about because I figured we'd be doing a podcast soon. You can probably imagine what they are.
Gotham?
Fuck Gotham. Have you seen the trailer for Fantastic Four?
No.
Oh, well, I'm going to just save you the time now.
Can we pause it and I'll watch it real quick?
Fine. All right, when we are...
Fade out.
All right, now you're back from having your face blown slash melted off with all of that stuff you just got out of the trailer.
Okay. Reminded me a lot of the Man of Steel, like, original one.
Without the good music, though.
Yeah, just kind of this, like, prepare for something.
That's the thing, like, I wanted to shit all over the trailer, but there's nothing to poop on, like, because they don't show anything at all in that trailer. It's a cut, like, you get, like, a tiny shot of, like, the thing explode, like, a rock kind of moving. You see mm-hmm. the fire effect, and then you see, like, I'm about to stretch, and then that's it. You're just like, what? This movie's been done filming since before Avengers was done. Like, how you didn't have...
And it comes out in the fall?
It comes out July.
Oh.
Yeah, like, it's...
Yeah, there should be more than that available.
Something, like, it really, the trailer just has nothing in it. You're just like, I get that it's going to be a Fantastic Four movie off of this, but you showed absolutely nothing. Like, come on.
Initially, I was going to say, that doesn't look too bad, but... Knowing it's coming out in July, that makes me think you guys are covering something up. Oh, if yeah. This is all you're showing.
I guarantee that's what they're doing here. You notice there's no shots of Doctor Doom, no like real action shots of Thing. Like the only shot you get of the Thing is like him from behind, like a mile away.
And I saw a blurb. It's going to be about like alternate dimensions.
I'm sure that's the garbage ultimate versions of the Fantastic Four that I'm sure they could work in.
Oof.
Yeah, it looks pretty woozy. I mean, it's... You know,
well, thank God there's finally a bad superhero movie, so like people know they can't just go buck wild on them forever. And at least it's like a franchise you don't give a shit about anyway.
I could not give less of a crap at the Fantastic Four.
Like, if they did that to Captain America, you'd be heartbroken.
Oh, yeah, like, next Captain America movie, it's like, Bucky, I just shit my pants. Dun-dun, Civil War, dun-dun. Like,
We went for a fatter mole man in this one. Like, he's already kind of fat. Think like John Goodman fat, but fatter.
Speaking of which, John Goodman will be playing the Mole Man in this.
With a lot of fat prosthetics, because he thought he was...
And we're going to make him gain some weight before the role.
He's already at a very trim 320, and we need him heavier.
We're looking for about double that. Like, oh God, what?
Brr, the Mole Man. Brr.
Come over here. Wash my back. Ugh. No, it's bad when, like, I'm... far more excited for an Ant-Man movie than what I am for a Fantastic Four movie. But that's the case. You see it?
In theaters, no.
Yeah, I can't imagine myself. I might just see it just to like be part of that group. It's like, I saw it in theaters and it was just as bad as you think. Like, to be that brave disciple out there, like warning the people, like, don't see it, it's bad. Yeah. I saw it. opening night twice.
I took that dick in the butt for you. Yeah.
Hashtag hero.
That being said, the only superhero movie I plan to see in theater, what's coming out this year besides Avengers 2?
Ant-Man. And Fantastic Four. I think Suicide Squad might be the end of the year. I can't remember, though.
It could be.
There's like 20 different websites that have lists of it, so just vamp for a moment here and I can pull something up here.
If Suicide Squad isn't coming out, then Avengers 2 would probably be the only thing I'd see in theaters this year. That being said, I ended up seeing every single fucking superhero movie that came out in theaters in 2014.
You didn't see Big Hero 6. Don't give yourself all the credit. let's see here. Superhero.
I did the opposite of what you did about all the black movies that came out in 2014. Where at the beginning of the year, you're like, I'm going to see Jackie Robinson. I'm going to see, whatever, the Flip Wilson movie. And I'm going to see Tammy, and you didn't see any of them.
I saw none of them. let's see here. 2015. No, that's it. Those are the three. Ant-Man, Avengers, and Fantastic Four.
I don't think I need to see Ant-Man in theaters.
I mean, I'm sure I'll let you know how it is. 2016 is where it just gets fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, that's
though. I mean,
scandalous.
It's Batman vs. Superman, Civil War, X-Men Apocalypse, Suicide Squad, Deadpool's supposed to come out, Doctor Strange, and Gambit in that year. And there's also... They still had planned for Sinister Six to come out, but
yeah,
I'm almost positive that's not happening anymore.
I wouldn't be surprised to see that whole franchise kind of like cook out. But, yeah, I think I'll see all of those except Doctor Strange, tentatively.
You'll see Deadpool?
Maybe. It's an X-Men. I might see Gambit too. I'm not gonna lie.
That's just for Channing Tatum, and you know it.
It's just for hot buds. But if I'm gonna see hot buds, I got Ryan Reynolds too.
Now, I'm shocked you would say Deadpool. That sounded like a character.
It's X-Men.
Not really. I don't really consider him an X-Men. I know he's a mutant, but he just does whatever he's bullshit. He's
infinitely twined in the X-Men universe. I don't know what you're talking about. And he's definitely been an X-Men at some point.
He queefs around and does random, like, oh, I'm going to hang out with fucking...
All the bullshit characters they're throwing in the Avengers movies that have been part-time members, and you're going to shit on Deadpool being an X-Men?
Yeah, Deadpool just annoys me. He's very queefy.
It's very queef. Okay.
That's what I mean.
That's the guy going to see the Ant-Man movie. It's
the dude who had like a 5-hour long erection after watching the Daredevil trailer.
Pretty sure I didn't.
No, I meant me.
Oh, okay.
The new Daredevil. Have you seen another thing? Have you seen the trailer for the new Daredevil series? All right, I guess we'll just stop again so we can catch this trailer. We'll be and we're back.
It looks pretty good.
I think it could be a really good series. And you have to love, it's just become like Marvel's thing now with all of their leads. They're just like, look how hot we made this dude. Here's one scene of them shirtless. You're just like, ooh, Charlie.
Oh, Owen.
Or Owen, that's his name.
Oh, Owen. It's Charlie Cox in real life, right?
Yeah, Charlie Cox. I'm excited for it. It should be good.
It looks good.
And you have to imagine if that's good, that should probably give people enough good faith to be like, all right, I don't know Jessica Jones at all, but I'll give it a shot at least.
You were going to give it a shot anyway.
I mean, I will, yeah. Like, Daredevil could be a steamy pile of poop, and I'll still be like, oh, Jessica Jones!
Stop speaking for people. Does Marvel pay you anything?
They pay me in great movies. That's what they do. Although I did not subscribe to their $25 a month box of poop. It's like a box of like a random nickname. Have you ever heard of Loot Crate?
Yeah.
It's essentially like a Marvel version of that. And I was like tempted for a hot minute. Like, how did she get that? I was like, what am I going to do with a bunch of like 6-inch bobbleheads of fucking characters I don't even really care about that much? And t-shirts that probably suck.
Like a contest to see how nerded out your room can get?
Pretty much. I'd just be like, I eventually just have them hanging from the ceiling. Like,
because if you think I'm letting that shit spill over into the rest of the house, like.
Yeah, I'm just like, Mikey, I got this one that's the Hulkbuster. Do you want to just keep it in your room?
It's just like, ding, ding, ding. Put it in the bathroom, you know.
Yeah, right here, next to all our toothbrushes. Maybe you can make sure you don't take my toothbrush again.
Yeah. It looks very Batman-y. But I guess he's got a lot of comparisons to Batman.
Yeah, I'm protecting my city. I'm going to be like a ninja. And they're not going with the suit right now. Like, he looks more like a ninja.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I guess, the plan is eventually he'll get a costume, but early on he's...
That'll be the season finale.
Something like that. Yeah, so they'll set like, that up for whenever
like
they do.
Big gay red devil.
For whenever they
like
do.
Like little this. Stinker.
A little nasty. And then they'll set up for that Defenders. They'll put him in something.
Who plays Kingpin?
Vincent D'Onofrio.
Oh, yeah.
He looks fucking
that's a good casting.
As that. I'm all behind that casting.
That was just such a giant mistake in the Daredevil movie. Like, let's pick a guy that can't really act. Just find the biggest fucking animal to play that character.
I liked Michael Clark Duncan as the Kingpin. Like, it worked for me. But no problems to that movie otherwise they couldn't really overcome. And then they cast the villain for who's going to, or what everyone's assuming is going to be the villain for Jessica Jones. Stand back, brother. Purple Man's coming to the MCU. Played by David Tennant.
Who?
He was Doctor Who for a little bit. I'm trying to think if he's... I'm sure he's been in other stuff, but he's mostly known for being Doctor Who for a very long time.
Is he the old Doctor Who? Like the old guy that... Because like, he was older than usually people get cast to be Doctor Who?
No, that's the newest guy. Peter Capelli or something lame like that. Let me pull up a picture of David Tennant. You might know him when you see him, but you also might not. Just
catch a fair amount of BBC News in the morning, so I'm sure it's usually what their commercials are.
Let's see. David...
Oh, remember Doctor Who? That's still happening? Like, yeah, I get it. Why do you have a 4-hour block of Star Trek Next Generation on in the afternoons, then?
There we go. David Tennant.
Yep, okay.
Yeah, he's going to be Purple Man.
Purple Man's okay.
If they do him, I'm sure...
Really no reason for him to be purple, but outside of that...
I think they'll probably reason him up a little bit. They'll be like, maybe we'll make him purple, he'll just wear purple or something like that, or... something less. Like, I don't know how we fit this random... Because the whole thing is, like, Purple Man just walks around like a normal person.
Yeah.
And people just don't do anything, I guess, because he controls them or whatever.
Yeah, he's, like, psychic, right?
Yeah, and supposedly... Manipulates feelings. He's just a... Yeah, he can basically mind control people.
Yeah.
Like, in proximity to him. And, like, it doesn't, like, end if you get away from him. And he's just, like, a sadistic fuck. Like, it's not even like he's in it for power. Like, he's just in it to fuck with people. So, it could be good. I mean, David Tennant, from what I understand, is, like, a really charismatic guy. So, I hope that works out for him.
Yeah, it could be good.
Yeah.
No, wait. No, I'm not seeing Jessica Jones. Fuck that shit. You almost talked me into it.
You're just... It's just, like, the day before it comes out on Netflix. And I'm just like, Mikey, didn't David Tennant, his Purple Man seem pretty good? Don't cancel that subscription. The other thing I wanted to bring up, get your thoughts on it. It's a little bit old hat now, but the Ghostbusters casting was finally revealed. We're getting Ghostbusters. It's in the works now.
All quotation marks up around that.
Well, it's going to be under the Ghostbusters name, like it or not. And it's all female cast, Kristen Wiig, Melissa McCarthy, and two chicks from Saturday Night Live who I don't know.
No.
Excited for it at all?
No, not at all.
Terrified? Do you dislike it, or
no interest at all?
No interest.
I really, it would have taken something that didn't include the original cast. My interest is
bottom. They're like, low. All right, new Ghostbusters. It's going to be Chris Rock, Louis C.K., Big J. Ogerson, and Ming from Tell 'Em Steve Dave.
Yes, immediately. Yep. I'm interested in seeing that. Knowing that cast would have never ever happened. I thought maybe the best I would have gotten at some point would have been like Will Ferrell, Jack Black.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'm just fucking tired of redos. Like, just start making original movies.
I can kind of see why we'd... I mean, it's bad now because we're getting so many of them. Like, we just, you know, we're getting Jurassic World. And mm-hmm. then they're talking now about putting Chris Pratt into a reboot of Indiana Jones. And then, you know, we'll get Ghostbusters. So I can see, like, the, you know, the fatigue of being like, hey, remember these great movies from the 80s? We're just going to do this because everything new we try now was, like, either that's Twilight or bullshit.
It's risky, work. Is the thing. It's like, that's risky. Well, we can just use this blueprint that's already been established.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much guarantee if we put enough people in it, it'll at least make its money back.
Yeah. Which is weird because none of the names in Ghostbusters, this reboot, strike me as someone I'm like, this is going to make a crap ton of money on, like, what I imagine is going to be a relatively high budget comedy. Like, I know Melissa McCarthy's made quite a lot of money, but those were in mostly Kristen smaller ones.
Wiig, right, is one, yeah, of the other ones. Yeah, I mean, that's enough that it'll be considered the blockbuster comedy.
I get. I mean, I love Kristen Wiig. I just, and to be fair, I've never seen Bridesmaids, so maybe I'm,
it was okay.
Maybe I don't understand her star power as much, but
I feel like they give, like, a handicap sticker goes on, like, women, like, she's so funny. It was like, yeah, for a girl, she's pretty funny.
I've always found her amusing. I liked her in The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. I thought she was pretty good in that.
I didn't see that.
I think I saw her in something else, too, that I liked her in. And I liked Melissa McCarthy in St. Vincent, but that was, like, a dramatic role for her. Mm-hmm. I wanna like the movie. I'm hoping...
And then it's more Lorne Michaels, like, I decide who gets to be the next big talent. So here's two more Saturday Night Live people that you don't care about.
That's the thing that shocks me. Because when they first, like, well, I guess it wasn't them. It was Bill Murray did, like, that casting, like, dream casting thing. Kristen Wiig and Melissa McCarthy were in that. But then, like, the other two, I forget one of the names, but one of the other ones was Emma Stone. And I'd be like, if they had Emma Stone in that, I think I'd be a lot more excited. Because she does kind of have that, like, hot Hollywood actress kind of vibe to her right now.
A hot Ghostbuster, sure.
Well, I wasn't just referring to her sexually. Oh, okay. I just meant, like, I feel like she's got a bigger...
Why do I have to fight ghosts in short shorts and
the bikini top? It's how the proton pack works, hot cheeks.
It's Melissa McCarthy. It's not sexist, see?
Yeah, no, it's fair. I don't know. I want to like it. I'm going to be very tentative on it, though. Especially if all of the remaining living Ghostbusters at this point are just like, I'm not touching it in any way, shape, or form either.
Well, I mean, Ernie Hudson can't be too hard to get it.
He's busy doing bit parts in Nickelodeon live-action movies, so who knows?
He's busy sitting next to Virgil at autograph booths somewhere. Everybody hurts sometime. Yeah. Bill Murray, I don't know.
If Bill Murray...
He might do it just because it's women. And he might just be like, "Nah, why not? Let's go, sisters."
That's the thing. Like, if Bill Murray, if you like, it's announced Bill Murray cameos in the movie. Like, not even like, not like Adventureland or whatever, Zombieland or whatever, where it's like, oh, he's in it for like 2 minutes and then he's going.
But like Grand Budapest Hotel.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to be in it for about 5 solid minutes. I'm not in the rest of it though, but I am going to be in it for at least like a substantial enough role.
Like they're flicking through the channel and they go to that Peter Venkman show we had in the second one where he just has like psychics on.
Something like that. Like they're like, he is going to be in it for a little bit of time.
But he's a wild card. I could picture him being like, nah, I don't want to do any of that shit. I can picture him still not even knowing there's going to be a Ghostbusters 3.
But if he is in it, does that raise your interest in seeing it at all?
No. You know what? If I start seeing commercials and it looks like it might be good, maybe I'll give it a chance. But as of right now, I have zero interest.
I forget who's directing it. Because I know for a while they were trying to get the Lord and Miller guys from...
Tina Fey.
It might be. They were trying to get... What's their names? From Lego Movie. But I don't think they managed to get that. I think they dropped out. Lord and Miller's their names, but I don't think they stuck with it. I think they were just attached to it for a little bit. Ghostbusters. I don't know why. There we go. Ghostbusters 2016. It's right around the corner, brother. Just to squeeze into that already crazy. Paul Feig or Feig.
Oh, 2016. I'm already spending more money than I want to at the movies in 2016. So.
Oh, director of Bridesmaids. So there you go. So they just got the guy from Bridesmaids to do it.
And if you move out and I'm blowing guys to pay the other half of the rent, I got to be a lot more particular about what I'm seeing in theaters.
You're like, am I blowing this guy to go see another Melissa McCarthy average movie?
I see Ghostbusters 3 and it's meh. I'm like, that was 6 dudes I blew. Why did I get a hot dog?
Let's be like, Mikey, what are you charging for blowjobs?
Oh, all of a sudden you care about what I'm doing over here?
I'm strutting my stuff down Progress and now you care?
Yeah, now you give a shit.
Progress, that seems like a pretty busy street to be trying to hook down.
Rollerblading in short shorts? Do you know how to rollerblade? No. It's very dangerous.
I was like, it's also February. This sounds dangerous.
It's also illegal. Can you at least take that out of the neighborhood? I might come and visit from time to time.
I don't want signs posted of you in short shorts and a rollerblade costume. Like, no. I'll suck dudes and like a no crossing sign.
No, this guy.
You with like a fake mustache coming out in the same outfit for OSK. It's like,
sell some oranges, worker, worker, worker.
No, just thought I'd check. All right, there we go.
We'll see.
Anything on your mind? Besides that creepy painting mask that made it look like you're about to murder me?
I was gonna put it under the Bane mask to give it more of an echo, but it doesn't really do it. It makes it somehow even more nasally, like.
I don't expect to find one of us in the wreckage, brother.
All right, I've been going through because somehow my Outlook at work finally got full, and it's like you can't get any new emails. So I finally had to go through and start deleting stuff. Mm-hmm. So I've gone through like some of our old emails, and just found some goodens. I thought
some classics.
I thought were kind of funny, and if you'll indulge me. Just to read a few. I gave you a script. I highlighted your parts.
Okay.
So I'll read mine first. These are just transcripts from emails we've exchanged while at work. Hold on here. What's this one? Oh. Hey, I got a tip from Wayne, surprise, surprise, that all store brand chicken at Giant is 33% off today and tomorrow, FYI.
Ounce! I just bought Giant store brand chicken yesterday! Ounce! Ounce! Tell Wayne to slap the grape soda out of his mouth and start filling us in on these details sooner. Oh my.
I figured that set the tone. This was another email. A realtor told us she wanted to meet with us when we were buying a home to discuss the home inspection and another issue.
Marjorie said your cat is pretty enormous. So we're going to need you to put on this bikini and then weigh yourself and the cat together on the Wii Fit in front of all the girls you had crushes on in high school. That feels rather demanding. But it is $350 flat. Yeah, and there's going to be a fat tax I didn't count for. Doesn't cost you anymore, but I get to refer to you as Piggly Wiggly.
You in a bikini with the cat in between your legs doing the truffle shuffle looking at Marjorie like, and you recommend this guy to inspect the house? Marjorie, oh, I don't know who this guy is. He just came into the office, said his name was Mr. Checky.
Oh my. Oh, there's more to this.
There's tons. This is you telling me you had just bought life insurance through work.
FYI, I've apparently had life insurance this whole time, and today just added you and Terry as benefactors. You can feel free to eliminate me in comedic 13 dead-end drive-like fashion now. I suppose there's no harm in climbing all the way up this bookcase ladder that's placed precariously over this vat of poop and acid.
Haha, success! Wait, his life insurance was only $300. The vat of poop and acid cost more than that.
Well, you can always use it for Mom, too. Just hide a bag of Utz pretzel potato chips at the bottom and watch her dive in.
See you in hell, Mom. Oh, God, those chips are horseradish flavored. Must resist urge to dive in, nose first. No!
And thus Liam became the richest cat in the world.
Sort of like the Von Erichs, except it was a bag of chips and not suicide that took us all down. And why not Terry? I thought I was the only one that took her off my beneficiary list and replaced her with the cat.
I couldn't remember Terry's address, so it was just easier to put the cat on.
That'd be great if that was true.
It probably was at one point. It was just like, Liam, Larry, I'll still figure it out afterwards. I'm dead. Who cares?
Fake social security number for Liam.
I hope Terry right now is driving the way, like on her way into work. She's just like, I sat through 15 minutes of those fuckers with Marvel podcasts just for them to say that they were going to give their life insurance to the cat.
You better start being nice to Liam, Terry. All right, this was you and me talking about Tell 'em Steve Dave, and then it turned into talking about Mass Effect. Halfway through the newest episode, it's awesome. The Quinn reaction to the gay question wasn't all that crazy, though. It's like when you remembered the Jacob scenario from the end of Mass Effect 3 being really weird all over again.
Huh. I remember Quinn being the only one really bothered by the question at the end, and even like three questions later, he was still bringing it up. Of course, I remember me and Jacob in Mass Effect 3 is wearing a big clock around his neck and carrying around a chalice filled with slizzer.
Yo, Shepard, when this is all over, you gotta join me at the club for a beatbox slam dunk contest. Drinks on you, dog.
Mikey, I don't want to point fingers, but I think Mass Effect might be racist. I mean, look at the Volus. They're cheap, they have huge noses, they only worship the Old Testament, they killed Jesus. It all seems a little fishy.
And do the Volus even have noses?
No, but if they did, you know they would be enormous.
Alright, this is the last one.
Did you, like, poop yourself at work going through these, or...?
Yeah, a little bit. Alright, this is me. our Uncle Joe offered to fly Mom and one of us down to Mexico, and we were talking about getting our passports renewed. We should have a contest to see who leaves the country first. Ring, ring. Hello, this is Liam Neeson, the actor. I'm shooting a movie in Ireland with Steve Buscemi and have two first-class tickets to the set. How soon can your mother and the cat be ready?
I call dressing up as the cat.
Poor choice. I'll be blowing Liam Neeson in first class in my brilliant mom disguise, modified Kung Fu Panda costume, while you're stuck in the luggage department.
But Liam Neeson himself said that one of those seats was for the cat. Oh well, just gives me time to clean my back with my tongue. If only I could reach it.
I love your outrage. But Liam Neeson said one of the seats was for the cat.
An asshole.
Alright, so this works?
This. Pretty amusing. We do have some good email exchanges.
I got a few more of them. Sadly, it only had, like, because it auto-deletes, it only has back to, like, 2013.
Now, I kept every so often when we have a good one, I save them. I put them in like a saved folder. So I should pull some of those for.
Because there's definitely got to be a bunch from like when Lost was still on the air.
I don't have those. I've deleted. I had to go back and like clear mine out for a while. But anytime I have one that like gets me like legitimately chuckling, I'll keep that in. Like I have the one from when Boardwalk Empire. We saw the first episode of that from like season 5 or 4 or whatever. It was just like. Oh, missed it.
Go Game and Watch. Oh, get back out of the scene. It's like them shouting at Pernsley.
Like, oh, Mr. Scorsese, I'm so honored to finally have a character sees a storyline to my... Wait, what happens? She calls me the N-word for 20 minutes and spanks me around the room?
I get bitch slapped by this white guy?
No, I'll have to pull those up then. I still have not watched any of Walking Dead yet. But I've started playing a game on The Walking Dead. Now, it's based... I think it's supposed to be set in a comic universe. But I guess some of the characters from that crossover is like what, an Asian guy in the show called Glenn?
Yeah. I don't know. I know very little about the comics.
Okay. Well, it doesn't... I don't know anything about either per se very much. But it's this... it's like a choose-your-own like decision. Kind of like Mass Effect. It's just like, all right, we're going to present you with options... And what you choose on that's going to kind of determine what happens going
snatch
on.
Snatch and picking all the good guy options as usual.
There's really no good guy options. It's not like it's not that kind of morality system where it's like here's good or bad. The story is that you're a convict on your way to prison for murder when the outbreak happens. Like you know, the cop car taking you to prison like runs off the road after it hits a guy and then you escape. And then you find, like, this 8-year-old girl called Clementine. Mm. And she's, like, alone in her house. Her babysitter's already been killed. And you basically come to be her father figure. And the story is then you and the group you get in with and trying to survive. And a lot of the time they put you in no-win situations where it's, like, 2 people of your group are being attacked by zombies. You can only save one. And you're going to have to deal with the consequences that one of those people's dead. Like, imagine, like, Ashley and Caden in Mass Effect 1, where it's like, you have to let one of them die.
Oh, yeah.
But they do that frequently. Like, they're just like, there's no real good way out of this.
Who's the hottest?
Well, the first choice...
Sorry, chick. Boom.
Yeah, like, give me this hot dude. Let me get Glenn over here. No, it's kind of amusing when Glenn was in there, because I was just like, I know you're from the show, so you can't die. Like... I'm pretty sure that's an impossibility. And then, lo and behold, at the end of the chapter, he's just like, hey, guys, I'm going to get the fuck out of here. Peace. You're like, oh, you fuck. But the game is a lot more emotionally powerful than I thought it was going to be. Like, it started to hit me in some harder moments. And I think I may have mentioned it to you before, but I was like, you know, when I have a kid, I want to have a daughter first. And having this, like, 8-year-old girl in the game who is just so utterly... Mikey, what I'm saying is if anything bad happens to this fictional little girl, I may lose it. But just completely. It's tearing me apart.
In the show, they've definitely murdered little kids.
Oh. I already know some of the stuff that's going to happen in this game. But I'm just like, oh, if anything bad happens to her, I just... Oh, I die. I don't know what I do. Mr. Bubbles! If you do hear me, like, in my room just crying one night, it's probably because I've gotten to a point in the game where something bad happens to them.
Can you keep it down, at least?
No, I'm going to come into your room and make you hug me for comfort.
It'll work.
It's like Thursday at 2 a.m. I'm like, Mikey! Bum, bum, bum. Something bad happened to Clementine! Bum, bum, bum.
Oh, God, that's tonight.
I need to sleep in your room!
No time for this.
We're snuggled up with you. You're like, all right, get the cat out of here.
It's a package deal.
And the cat's scared too. He's really sad about Clementine too.
Why's the cat in a little girl's dress?
I'm surprised at how, because it's making me a lot more interested in the show now too, by proxy of it. Mm-hmm. And I don't think any of the events that happened in the game happened in the show.
Okay.
I think it's just set also in Georgia. At least at the start. Macon, Georgia is where it starts off, and then we're headed to Savannah, Georgia. And that's like the big thing. But they mention Atlanta, Georgia is where Glenn's headed, which I guess was...
Oh, yeah. That's where he meets... that's where you meet him in the show.
Okay. So, yeah, that's...
In, like, the second or third episode.
That's where it's at right now. But No, it's actually a really good game. I'd highly recommend it. It's a little bit, like, it's not like a game. Like, there's not a lot of moments where you're, like, actively shooting things. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of, like, choose your dialogue option you know, hey, someone's attacking you. You gotta press a button real quick to avoid getting killed.
So it's not scary, necessarily?
It has some scary-ish moments. The most terror comes when like, something bad's happening, and you're just like, oh, I'm going to get completely fucked on trying to like save the two characters I give a fuck about.
It's like Resident Evil 3 where that one giant guy just runs through.
No, it's not that bad, but there's so many moments where the shithead dick character I don't like ends up fucking me over and kills one of the characters I do like. It's infuriating. I spend like the first 3 episodes, like one of the choices you have is like you can save this chick who's like a reporter. She's shown herself to be very capable with a handgun. Mildly attractive. Seems to be nice. She knows that I'm a convict and she hasn't told anybody about it. She's like, you know, I'll let you make that decision yourself. Or you can save this relatively nice guy, but he's like, he lives in the basement kind of dude. Like,
just like, he lives in the basement.
Yeah, and I was just like, to be fair, at the moment it happens too, she has a gun. And I was just like, more than anything, I want to, you know, make sure this good shot stays alive. So I saved her, and she came to be like one of the few members of my team who's like down to like completely trust me and hang out and like not being a complete twat about anything. Really cool chick. Then this fucking bitch just shoots her in the face one episode. It was just like, oh no, it was terrible. It's just crying. I was like, oh come on. It's been like 3 episodes getting this relationship together, and then some crazy chick just shoots her in the face. It's awful.
It's pretty indicative of the TV show.
Yeah, there's a lot of just like, and that's not even like, because the show, the game's set in episodes. So it's like episode 1, episode 2. And episodes go on for like 2 hours or so, and they always try to end on like a big moment. And that was like 20 minutes into an episode. That wasn't even like the closure, like, hey, that character you really like's dead. It's just like, like, all right, you've got another hour and a half of more sad shit to go through. And that bitch stole my RV after. Oh, it's awful.
Did she sound like that too? Like,
she might as well have. After that, she was dead to me. It's a frustrating experience, but it is a pretty good game.
It's on the 360?
Yeah, you can get it on the 360. I have it on Steam, and I guess if I get it on your computer, you could probably just download it. I think if I like, give you my Steam access, it's not like a graphics intensive game.
Just get me to log on to a game called like some Steam website.
Steamydudes.com. Yeah, just go to Steamy Dudes. That's dudes because it's brothers connecting it. And,
yeah.
They have this new kind of edgy domain title, so it's going to be steamydudes.xxx.
Yeah, that link that says Don McNabb's big black dick, you just need to link.
Click that. It'll take you right to it. It'll be great.
Well, not right. You'll have to sit through some ads, but, you know.
Yeah, don't turn off ad blocker.
Yeah, don't look away.
Watch them. They need your support. But no, I'd highly recommend. They also did, they're doing rather a series on Game of Thrones as well, like that as well, where you play like a smaller house in the north, like the Foresters, I think they're called.
Oh, yeah, I think you were telling me about
this. Only one episode. Oh, no, I think they just put out episode 2 of that. Of what's going to be like a 5-episode season.
I almost want to play it just so, like, I hope there's an option to just fuck Bruce Bolton right in his goddamn face. Like,
I'm going to tell you right now, there is a Bolton in that series, and you do get to deal with him.
They're all, we've only met 2, and they're both really shitty. And he doesn't have any other kids, because what's-his-name's killed him, right?
Yeah. But I don't know, there might be more extended family in the Boltons. Basically, Ramsay's Bolton is in the game. And you will have to deal with him at some point.
I hate the Boltons. No one else has a family that I just hate. Like, the Walden Frey I hate, but I don't know anybody else besides Walden Frey in that family.
They're all... The Freys are generally pretty big fuckheads, having read the book. The books there. There's not a whole lot of cool Freys.
Ugh. Fuck them both.
Yeah.
I will get on my knees and blow Stannis if he's like, we're gonna chop off Russ Putin's fucking head.
Is that how he talks in the show?
Canadian, yeah. He's Canadian. Russ Bolton. No, I just fucked it up. I'm sure he calls him Russ Bolton. Or Bruce Bolton.
Is he Scottish in the show? Why does he call him Russ Bolton?
I get it mixed up because it's
It's Roose, not Russ, right? So yeah, I start. Roose. Okay.
Roose and Ramses. I guess Roose probably like a bastardization of Russ or Russell.
Isn't it spelled like noose but with an R?
R O O S E. But most of the games in, or most of the names in Game of Thrones are just the bastardization of some real wife name. Like Stannis is just a bastardization of Stannis.
I'm pretty sure they pronounced it Roose in the show.
Yeah, that's how I always hear it, is Roose Bolton. But. Or maybe Bruce, huh?
Well, that's my dream, just to see his head slowly sliding down a pike. Walden Frey, it could happen. I'd love to see it. I wouldn't be surprised to see some scene of him dying in his bed.
It's a rough spot right now, because, like, they released the Season 5 Game of Thrones trailer, and it was, like, 10 minutes after it was out, like, a news story popped up on Facebook. Like, George R. R. Martin says, don't expect the Winds of Winter in 2015. You're just like, God damn it!
Such a fat shit. What are you doing?
And I wasn't even angry at that point, because I'm just like, I just accept it now. Like, I just accept that I got into the books at the absolute worst time, where I have to now accept that the show is going to finish the rest of it. Like, I can't even wait till the books come out, because there's no way when Game of Thrones ends that the ending won't be spoiled for me.
No.
Like, I catch spoilers the day
you're way
after
too
the
much
show
online.
Comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I see Facebook posts of fucking Joffrey choking at the wedding, and I'm just like, okay, well, clearly I know what happens here, so I know that I'm just going to have to get into the show and just watch that day to day.
Which I know you hate.
I don't hate the show, but the book's just, like, I like the book a lot.
I know you like being too cool for school, like, I'll catch up. Breaking Bad's done. I'll see it down
I'll see it, whatever.
Yeah.
But now, it's an infuriating truth that I've just had to deal with. So now I'm trying to work my way through the show to get caught up in time.
It is, because it's like, obviously he's got the skeleton of it there.
He said,
why, like, not just finish it? What are you up to?
The thing is that the showrunners know how the books are planned to end. Like, the way they'll get there is different, but they're like, we know what he's going for. Like, we know the ending. So he has an idea. It's not like he's sitting there like, how does this end? And he's supposedly, the way he's like quoted on it, he's like, I'm part of the way through the book. And I could be like, I'm 20% through, or I'm 80% through.
Yeah.
But it's, since he's clearly like, don't expect in 2015, you're just like, well, fucking what the hell?
What are you up to? Eating salads and exercising?
Like, I know that he loves the fact that he's famous now. Like, he likes to celebrate that. But it's just like, and, you know, like, I don't want to take away from a guy who's like, look, I write creatively, but I want to, you know, I'm going to say enjoy your splendors. But I'm like, maybe you should have finished enjoying your fame and success 3 years ago. Finish this book, and then you do it again. It's just...
But that's what's unique about
it's not like
what he does. Like, a musician, you can create an album, and you can't just rest on your laurels forever. People are going to be waiting for the next album. He could finish this series, be a fat, wino, pot-smoking whatever for the rest of his life, and be like, this book's done. Thank you, everybody. Blow me at conventions.
Yeah, it's not like when you finish.
But instead,
book,
he's deciding to do that between the last section and being like, it'll come, don't worry.
Well, it's not even like, oh, well, the Winds of Winter, that'll come out next year or whatever, and be like, okay, fine. It's like, there's another book after that. There's two more books. If it's taking us like 6 years to get the Winds of Winter, how the fuck long is it going to take to get to the end of the last book?
And every book's been longer, so the last two books are really like the last third of the series.
It's ridiculous. Especially based off of where the last book ended, which was nothing but cliffhangers. So just, oh, what a fat, dirty fuck. What a shithead.
It's funny.
And like, he feels no guilt about it, it seems like. Anytime he's talking, he's like, I'll finish it when I finish it. I love you, George R. R. Martin. You write a goddamn great series, but oh.
I know.
Fucked me.
I met a couple people that are like, well, it's his art. It's his decision. I was like, no, you've released it to the masses. There is an obligation.
Yeah, I mean, I can't, like, you know, I'm never going to put a gun to his head and be like, you sit down, you finish it. But at some point, I got to be like, come on, dude. Like, you have to be aware that there are people who have read your book series even based on the fact that they saw the show and then decided to pick up the book series, that you're just like, meh, you'll get to see it when the show shows it.
You know what? Your wife dies, you have a stroke, fine. I get it. You need to take a break. You just, like, sitting on a boat talking to Kevin Smith and getting high is not no reason to be like, I'll get to it when I get to it. Like, I thought if anything, the show would be, like, lighting the fuse on him. Like, all right, I gotta get this done. Yeah. I don't want the show spoiling shit for everyone.
That's what everyone sort of thought when they were just like, he's definitely gonna have to pick up the pace.
I bet initially he did. But I bet initially he thought HBO would let this show go on 10 seasons, and HBO's like, no fucking show goes on 10 seasons. Yeah. That's ridiculous. Yeah, like, for what this costs, I mean, people love it, but no one does that.
Yeah. No, it's insane. So
when HBO's like, yeah, there's like two, maybe three seasons left at the most.
What, on season...
Five.
Five, and I think they planned for seven seasons.
Yeah.
So next season, we're already going to be getting into completely new stuff, because he says Winds of Winter isn't going to be out this year unless it comes out January of 2016.
No way. No way.
Unless, yeah, like, January, like, 3rd, 2016, it drops, and suddenly people are like, all right.
Do you think there's any chance that book's out in a year?
I mean, he's had it for 6 years. God knows.
Will you eat a bucket of my farts if it doesn't come out, if it's not out by this time next year?
No, that's...
And if it is out this time next year, I'll buy the book.
that's the deal. Like, if I'm right, I don't pay $7. If I'm wrong, I have to eat a bucket of farts.
A bucket of my farts, buddy. Like, not just stranger farts.
Do I have to eat the actual bucket, too, or just the
No, contents? Just, like, hot farts. I'll ventilate it. It'll be like a tube of just hot protein farts. So you'll probably get a few grams of protein in there, too.
No, because I...
It's going to be nutty.
What a terrible, like,
no
deal.
No pun intended.
What a terrible deal that is, like, prediction that is on my end. I'm, like, batting, like, on a 12, like, on a 1 out of 12 chance it might be out.
And he's giving you nothing to believe the fact that he's going to rush it out in 2016.
It's February 5th. I'm really big, giving him, like, a steep deadline. All right, I'm giving you a month and 5 days within 2015.
And you set no parameters on how big the bucket is. I've lined this entire basement with lead, so the whole basement's the bucket, and I just have a conveyor belt shooting out my ass, laying farts in it.
No, oh,
it's January 26th, and you're like, oh, it's getting really close.
Oh, please, surprise book, surprise book.
Oh, what did he just tweet, man? Uh-oh.
So yeah, where there's none of that, and then even if that does, that dream scenario happens, January 6th, it comes out. That's 1 year away from season 7. And there's no chance in hell he gets that last book out in a year.
No.
There's not a chance in hell. So it's
an inevitable. It seems more realistic that he might die.
Even in the chance that we manage to get the sixth book before the sixth season of the show comes out and spoils most of it, there's not a chance in hell the actual end of the series that won't get spoiled before the book comes out.
No. There's no way.
Oh, it's a big kick in the answer.
I think... excuse me. I think on some level, he actually kind of likes seeing where the show goes. And he's like, wonder what they would do with this.
Which is weird, because the show and the book are just so radically different. Like, it just in terms of presentation of the whole story. And I don't know. I want to... It's just one of those things, like, oh, God. Every time I hear that... Because no news story about that fucking book is ever any good news. It's always like, probably not coming soon. No idea when it'll be out. It's going to take a little bit longer. My toe hurts. I watched the Super Bowl, the Seahawks one. I'm sad.
He's 66.
66. Not in great health. I don't like being one of those guys that's going to be like, you better finish it before you die. But I am one of those guys that's like, better finish it before you die a natural death, at least.
Better finish it before I kill you.
It is a frustration.
Oh, man. I bet he wish he waited. He only got married in 2011. I feel like he probably, secretly, he's definitely got everything, like, I should have waited. Just slaying, like, hot goth wizard chicks at conventions.
Take this, ladies.
See, that's me once again assuming chicks respect a guy for his craft more than they necessarily do. Like, I'm not gonna bang a guy just because I like the show.
Oh my God, you see him? He's huge. This giant beard.
Yeah.
Probably tiny dick.
Oh yeah, and I'm sure it barely works. Like,
I don't want him to think that I'm shitting on the show, Mikey. What if he hears this and decides to take longer with the books?
Oh my God, you'll never win that bet. That's already officially definitely been agreed on.
I definitely don't feel like I shook on it. Like, no, There he did. You just did, that's the sound effect of a shan.
Knock and shuck.
Like that's.
It was a schnook.
Hmm. Poor decision on my part, I guess. Then
I gotta start eating beans now. Really, I mean, to prepare for this.
Good lord, there are like 12 containers of beans in that fridge. We really need to, like, one day you and me sit down outside of it and be like, is this yours?
We absolutely do not.
Is this yours?
I thought you were going to say, like, just put them in, like, a bucket and eat them. I was like, no, we're fine. I'm sure we'll get to those beans eventually.
No.
And what, they expire in 2019? There's no rush. I thought you were going to say, like, let's have a bean off.
Let's have an eat off of beans.
Oh, black beans.
Flint, nothing else. No sides. Just black
beans. Just beans. It's a lot of protein, Mikey.
So you can have those so you can go to long.
It's all protein and fiber.
You're going to be pooping crazy. I have pooped like 3 days in a row now, too.
See, it feels good, doesn't it?
It's weird. I like came in real quick. I was just like, oh, need to poop. Like, wow, that's done.
You spend 10 seconds wiping and, well, maybe a little bit longer.
No, and it was a clean break.
You looked at me like 10 seconds, like, oh, God, what am I going to write in a book? Let's get out of here. Yeah, I got things to do.
I was just like, boom, plop, wipe, nothing's there, boom. And, like, I think back to, like... This is me dropping my glasses in the toilet.
This is me uppercutting the cat. Sploosh.
Oh, no. No
one must ever know that I, the great Rollo T, dropped his glasses in the toilet.
It terrifies me that, like, in the notion of parallel universes, like, infinite parallel universes, is one where every day I drop my glasses in the toilet. Like, there's infinite possibilities. There's one out there where everything else in my life has remained constant, but there's every day, like, I just go to take a dump and just my glasses.
And, like, your glasses that are barely hanging on by, like, a piece of scotch tape, like, and you still look precariously into the toilet, like, did I flush? Oh. And the nose part wraps around the turd, like the turd's wearing the glasses,
like Odie's nose picture.
It's super, and that one's probably a Jets fan too. It's super sad because, like, oh, I really can't afford new glasses.
That's the universe where the watcher catches me again. Like, which one of you belongs in this universe? Oh, fuck it.
Like, no!
No!
You didn't even wait for the answer!
So my glasses just appear back in my head and then drop right through the toilet. Like, they jumped off my head. And I was like, whoa!
Specifically the reason you wear the Universe Christopher number 774 t-shirt that he just ignores every time. He's like, whatever.
Wears contacts, is giant fan, and he's still just like, whatever. God damn you, monitor!
I hate him.
He doesn't get anything else wrong but me.
He's so meticulous about everything else.
Everything else. The number of rhinos, everything. He makes sure to know them to a T. Every time I'm involved, he just fucking cuts a corner.
I see him spend hours counting the spots on a giraffe to make sure it's the right one. And for me, it's just like, whoopsie doozle.
Who cares?
Oh, I do. I care.
Oh, man. A little bit of, not breaking, but relatively recent news.
George R. R. Martin says, don't hold your breath.
George R. R. Martin says, 2016 ain't looking so hot either.
Martin says, tough shit.
Martin. No, Radio Shack, your home employer for many years.
Finally done?
Filed for bankruptcy.
What does that mean? Are they actually closing, though?
It means they're definitely, like, on the fast track out. Let me see if I can get the story that was released on it. Radio Shack files for Chapter 11, bankruptcy. I don't know if they have an actual news story for it, though.
See, I feel like that means potentially they can still stay open. They just have to... Well, I mean, it would mean at least a ton of them are closing.
Yeah, definitely. And let's be honest, do you think that one over by Kmart stays open? I'm shocked.
I can't believe it stayed open as long as it has.
I'm just like, who goes there? Like, with a Best Buy that close, that other electronics store next to Target.
It was mostly old people and Indians.
And it's the very shady, like, not connected to anything else, but like a eyewear store in like this weird, like in the middle of a parking lot. I'd have to be expecting that to get closed down.
I, like I said, I couldn't believe it stayed open as long as it has. Because there was one in the mall that took a dump. There's one. There used to be like four within a 10-mile radius.
Oh yeah.
That have all shut down in the last 8 years or so.
Let's see. Radio Shack. Files for. Why would I want to? This is why I don't.
Are you sure you don't want to buy something from Radio Shack?
This is why I don't go to the Wall Street Journal, because I was like, oh, here they go with their news story on it. Radio Shack files for bankruptcy. How will you remember the company? This is like, oh, what? You just want to crowdsource people's Radio Shack stories? Okay, pretty sad.
Yeah.
Here we go. Radio Shack has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. So I imagine they won't go completely out of business, but they'll definitely be on the...
It's usually not a good sign for expanding.
Let's see. In a commercial last year, Hulk Hogan and a mob of others, this is from Drew Fitzgerald and Matt Drew gets all the credit for
that. Oh, I remember those, yeah.
That commercial. Wall Street, yeah. Hulk Hogan and a mob of other nostalgic characters storm into a Radio Shack and ripped it apart to the refrain of the 80s called They Want Their Store... But oh, what? Wall Street Journal makes me pay to read their news stories. Good. Fuck it. I'm done. Who cares? I gave you two chances, Wall Street Journal. That was too much.
Yeah, it was literally old people for hearing aid batteries. A lot of old people for batteries.
Yeah, we got that a lot.
Landline batteries, camera batteries.
If I had a landline now that ran out of like a battery and I had to get one, Radio Shack is the only place I'd think that would care. I mean, I'd probably just buy it online, but like if you made me go to a store, I'd be like, I guess Radio Shack might have that.
Yeah, literally just tons of batteries with numbers on it that made it like idiot proof that you really almost didn't need somebody there. A vending machine could have done it.
Which is weird because they have that, they had a commercial like last year. I forget who it was, like some bullshit celebrity, like, oh, it's Kathy Griffith or something like that. And her being like, Radio Shack's got the greatest toys. And I'm just like, even as a kid, I remember being like, Radio Shack sucks.
Yeah.
Like, the only thing they have is, like, fucking remote control airplanes. You're just like, who cares? Everything else here blows.
I think they did well in the late 70s, early 80s, when there wasn't any, like, everything, every kind of electronic battery store was some local kind of place. Mm-hmm. And they just became widespread. But they quickly became outdated. And they really fucked themselves in the pooper with that name, Radio Shack. That was really something like, radios will always be considered modern and hip.
Yeah, it definitely sounds...
And Shack, that doesn't sound old and dilapidated.
Yeah, Radio Shack was definitely not the best name to go for in a long term.
And it was that
process.
And Indians looking for just like random shit I didn't know about. I don't want to say that, but I mean, like, hey.
That's what I'm assuming.
And for a while, they were like one of the sole places that carried Sprint phones, I think. So that kept them limping along for a while, too. Hmm. But it literally, it was that Simpsons joke. I think it's one of the Treehouse of Horrors where it's the one with Hugo, Bart's evil twin. And he like runs out the house and Dr. Hibbert's there. He's like, quick, to where all the freaks go at night, Radio Shack. And it was like that. Like the kind of weird drifters that would just walk into Radio Shack on a random night.
Do you guys sell thumbtacks here?
Yes, exactly. That type of guy.
No, why would you think we did?
Gook, gook, gook. Like, okay. Well.
Let's see. Any other news stories going on here? I guess there's a trailer for Furious 7.
Another email I found. I forgot. It's the one where I'd emailed you first. Just like, hey, random idea. What about an all-dude production of Golden Girls?
Didn't I, like, really respond like they did that already?
Yeah. That was pretty... Well, like, we both Googled it and figured out that, like, a bunch of gay guys did it in the 90s.
It's such disappointment.
And were sued immediately.
It's such disappointment, too. Like, oh, they already did it? Damn it.
But I feel... See, I'd rather see that movie way more than Ghostbusters. Like...
A Golden Girls all-dude movie?
Yeah, like Seth Rogen and whatever, Jonah Hill.
Hold on. Are they playing themselves... Are they the actual...
They gotta really put effort
in. Are they pretending to be women?
Yes.
Okay. That I might be
worried.
Wigs,
moo-moos. They have to actually pretend. It can't just be Seth Rogen laughing.
But the characters themselves are supposed to be... Like, it's not like, oh, I'm Seth Rogen, I'm putting on a wig, and I'm...
Literally... A script from a Golden Girls episode.
Okay, so they're all like they're all gonna still be like, Oh, and he rode me wild last night. Like,
yes.
Woo-hoo!
Yes, exactly.
Seth Rogen.
Paul Rudd and whatever, James Franco, who gives a fuck.
Seth Rogen is, you know, Rose just like, well, did he wear a saddle on this? And then back to Paul Rudd, and he's just like, oh, he wore a saddle and a lot more. Woo!
They said we had... They, we
but they still have like Estelle's Getty's corpse on strings, like, no girls!
We have to sacrifice the town's dumbest virgin. To this day, I don't know why I raised my hand.
I probably would be into that. Like, at first, I was like, brother, you're crazy. But now, just say it.
That versus going head-to-head with Ghostbusters 3. You only got money to see one in theaters.
Oh, I mean, definitely the Go-Go. It's not even a choice. I'll eventually see Ghostbusters, but I worry that if I don't see this Golden Girls movie, we might not get a sequel.
It's going to be locked in some, like, Indiana Jones tomb somewhere.
Like, they're just like, no one can see this again. We're more ashamed of this than we are of The Interview. Did you see The Interview yet?
No. I'll see it on Redbox for $1.
Yeah, I'm at the point right now where I'm like, I don't really care.
I get the statement of seeing it, but it seems like it already made enough money that it made whatever statement that it need to. I feel like getting more money towards it, and they're like, all right, we're ready for interview two. Like, no one's saying that.
No. The last thing...
a flimsy premise to begin with.
The last thing I need is any Seth Rogen sequels.
If you guys really wanted to have made a gutsy movie, you would have had him, like, assassinating Ahmadinejad, or, like, a Middle Eastern dictator. Instead, you went for kind of the wussy North Korean
the
one.
The easiest one. I think the only reason they did, though, is just because... North Korea is such a fascinatingly goofy country. Like, do you remember the day we found out about, like, the fake city? I think that's in the movie at some point, but, like, the day I found out there's an entirely fake city built on the North Korean South Korean border that they just pay people to walk around and, like, turn on lights so it looks active, and it was like the most baffling.
I assumed it was a joke too until I saw like 60 Minutes to like that there's actually some of them, there's actually cutouts of people.
Yeah, so
that
they're like, they just walk around, like, they just move it
like Home Alone, like they're like on a train set, like moving around the room.
That's like their inspiration for every like trick, and it's just
how
like
how very ingenious.
Well, I'm a Carrie Culkin, so smart.
That's an Iron Man cutout here, and there we go, it's a party.
Man.
He can't resist. Oh, bro, Iron Man, damn it.
Oh, man. Let's see. Anything else here going on? Anything else in the news? Anything else you wanted to bring up?
Well, happy 1 year anniversary for the Super Larios podcast. To the people that said we'd never make it.
Dad.
Like, you doing a podcast every 6 weeks? Yeah, you guys have really clunked them out.
Wow, you really knocked that one out of the park.
Despite living 4 feet away from each other.
Trying to see if there's any of the superhero. I guess, what's her name's been cast as Jean Grey. Sansa from Game of Thrones. They cast her as Jean Grey in X-Men, Age of Apocalypse.
I'm liking that.
Okay, I was worried. I thought you were very worried. You were
no,
terrified.
I'm liking that a lot, actually.
Is that, like, I'm excited because she fits the role, or you're just like, skin-tight Sansa outfit?
No, because she's hot. I never really cared about the Jean Grey character. It always seemed kind of like, why do you... You have the Michael Jordan of psychics on the team. Like, why is Scottie Pippen back here? Like, I'll go on the mission! Like, no, that's... You'd stick.
We got it.
She always annoyed me. And then when she got that huge chunk in the Phoenix storyline. Like,
oh, yeah. Well, like, the entire story just became about her eventually.
And then, of course, they did that in the movies, too.
Let's see here. It was him. It was... She's Phoenix. Or not. Or Jean Grey. And then they cast...
And we talked about who's going to be Apocalypse.
Yeah, X-Men. Ugh. Apocalypse.
It's gonna be Oscar Isaac.
Yeah.
Which could be good.
It was. Because they also cast their Storm and Cyclops. It's going to be. Where's Storm? Ty Sheridan's gonna be Cyclops.
How old is he?
He looks pretty young. And then Alexander Shipp is playing Storm. She was from...
Is she even black?
Yes. I mean, I don't know. Is she not black enough for you? She was in Drumline. That sounds pretty black.
House of Anubis.
And Alvin. There's got to be better ones in here. Maybe they're just not Reese's.
Straight Out of Compton. Is that that movie that Suge Knight just murdered somebody?
Very possible.
It's got to be.
Victorious Teat. No, she was only in Wow, no, I guess she was just essentially in Alvin the Chipmunks the Squeakle. And,
if it's NWA, the movie, if it's the NWA movie, yeah. That's what it'd be.
Huh.
She got murdered.
And then this is the guy who playing Cyclops, Ty Sheridan. He's, what, 96?
So is it an alternate 19? Dimension?
No, this is the past timeline, though.
But it's the 70s, right? It's the early 70s?
I think they might be advancing a little bit further than that.
But his younger brother is Havoc, and he's that's 16 they since fucked the that 60s.
Up. Yeah, they fucked that up.
I mean, I guess they could just switch it around, make him the older brother.
Yeah. But yeah, that's their new casting.
As it's Christopher, like, but what about Banshee?
I'm just like, what happened to Banshee? They killed him. Banshee.
That was pretty rough for Banshee fans. Didn't you feel... Colossus fans haven't had it easy, but Banshee fans had to be pretty upset. I mean,
you're like, at least they got one good movie out of him. He was pretty cool in the first one, but to get killed off screen, like not even like the one, like they gave like a slight nod to Pixie or something like that, where they're just like, oh no, she fought valiantly or something, some bullshit like that, or something like that.
But they insinuate it was painful too.
Yeah, they just flipped over, like, oh, Banshee died too. Flip, like, hey,
Azazel, not Azazel. Like, they even insinuated, like, it was really bad. You didn't want none of that.
This is as much as we could recover of him as we could. And it fits in his vanilla folder.
That was his last one. Whoops, we should have saved that. We were going to clone him. Anyway.
Who cares?
Oh, look, what's going on outside the window? It's Colossus getting murdered again.
Oh!
What am I even doing here?
Why do I keep coming back for this? Yeah, so there we go. Let's see, what are we at in time-wise? A little over an hour. You want to call it a night? Unless you had something else on your mind.
I feel like we should put at least 10 more minutes in on something.
Let's see, I'm trying to find like a news story right now or anything. There's a... What's going to be kind of amusing is... one of my favorite...
Eating my bucket of farts when George R. R. Martin doesn't come out with that book next year.
No. Is...
Welching already?
One of my favorite times of, like, a Law & Order episode is whenever they have to do anything that's remotely, like, technologically modern. Because it just shows how old and out of touch all the writers are. Like, they'll be like, some dude is killing people in a video game. Like,
yeah.
I guess we'll all have to level up to beat... Like, it's just all, like, cheesy catchphrases and, like, terrible, like... All gamers hang out in basements covered in Cheetos with their friends and smoke-damaged rooms. Like, it's just all the most inflammatory stuff. So they have an episode upcoming on the Gamergate controversy, which I don't know if you've heard about or understood. I don't know all the specifics of it, but from what I understand... It was, like, spawned off of, like, a message board where a bunch of people started attacking this female game developer. Like, her ex-boyfriend was, like, upset that she dumped him. So he posted some, like, you know, I started calling her a whore. So it just became, like, them attacking her and attacking her game. And it started this big trend. It was supposed to be because she was a game developer and some of the people she slept with were game journalists. So it's supposed to be this notion that it was an ethics and journalism issue. But
not on her end.
That's what they... That's who they went after. Was her. And it became mostly a thing that... It's a very complicated issue, but generally, they're just attacking women. Like, that's the focus of it.
What does that say? Is she hot?
I don't actually know if I've seen a picture of her, and I don't really care to look her up. So...
No.
Take that.
It's very salty.
No, I try to stay out of it as much as possible because it got to be a pretty touchy subject online. But I just find it amusing because I want to see what the Law and Order episode on it's like, because I've already seen the preview and it's just like like they weren't at a level enough of being like, all right, we're gonna have this female game journalist be like the target in the episode. Like, we're also gonna make her super Indian as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I was just like, all right, we'll get this idea that they're going after an Indian woman game designer and her, you know, mixed race relationship. But then, like, even in the trailer, they're still doing the garbage. Just like, we'll have to level up to find these guys. They all think it's just a game. Like, what the? Come on now. How old are these guys?
They've done like 10 of those episodes. There could easily be just a marathon of "We think we know what kids are up to" Law and Order episodes.
Like on FXX, that would just be the theme that week.
You've seen, I guarantee, I've seen two at least, and I'm sure, and I haven't seen a new episode in probably 7 or 8 years.
Let's see.
I definitely haven't seen a new episode since Stabler left, and that was, what, 2 or 3 seasons ago?
Yeah, I'm gonna pull up the trailer of it for the episode. I'm just gonna play it over. I'm not worried about Law and Order coming after us for 30 seconds of an advertisement.
Oh, God, it's Jack McCoy.
Sam Waddiston's back to beat our ass.
We're on the Cosgrove's panties! Yeah.
Like the awkward, like, look, we're like a first person shooter camera angle. You don't need to see the rest of this.
I guess it plays to their audience.
Yeah, that's the thing you have to imagine, is they're just like, look to
like
the,
40 over
the people who don't get it, and they're just like, that's what it must be like.
And the people that are under 40 that watch Law and Order, like me occasionally, I don't catch new episodes, but to those people you just say, well, I'll just deal with this.
Yeah, I'll find it more amusing than something to be.
I guarantee
about.
If Law and Order announced a whole season or a spinoff where it's like video game
gamer
cops,
defensive unit,
it'd be done in 2 episodes.
Oh my
it'd
God.
Get canceled.
I think I'd almost pay to see that. I might return my ticket for Golden Girls, the movie, to go see, to help
just
get that funded.
Just to see Ice-T dress as a wizard and go to a convention.
Like, with this clean, like, just his arms, like, clearly too huge for the costume, but, like, still trying to act like he's some big nerd. Like, hey, guys, want to go play some D&D? I'm on the move. Like, oh, come on.
I'm doing the Urkel.
Let's all gather together and talk about the Fraggle Rock. Like, this is the most topical nerd reference Ice-T can think of.
This is not live. Why didn't someone help
him
out?
He didn't have to improv.
Yeah, but if you're under 40, nothing tells you that the writers of Law & Order are more out of touch with Generation Y than those, than like trailers like
that. But they're so gory. Like every time I see one, like I just love like the cheesy like first-person shooter camera angle. Like, we're gonna have to level up. Like, I just like, oof.
What's the next level?
Like,
who are you saying that to? Are you dropping that to Ice-T? Like,
do you think
he's waiting for another video game reference?
Yeah. He's like, there's a woman being raped in that room. You're really gonna make more fucking level up.
What are you
references?
Talking about? He's got like a slight lisp. I wish I could do like, I'm Ice-T. What's going on?
This is very Mike Tyson, though.
It is a little like Mike Tyson.
Do you think they get the lines from like, they think them up, or do you think they just listen to kids?
No, they think them up.
Okay. Like, I almost wonder if they just listen
maybe
to kids.
Maybe they hear something from their kids, but it's like the average, like, I got the gist of it. I'll keep moving.
Team baby? Okay, I got it.
Yeah, exactly. Or they remember, or it's like people that play Pac-Man, and they're like, yeah, level up, I know, you go to the next level.
Yeah, I better put another quarter in. They're like, no one puts quarters in machines anymore.
No. They're like, we got to see what the kids are up to when they're at that, like, weirdo arcade at the mall with it's got, like, 3 games.
It's gone now, by the way.
Is it?
It's Tumbletown, which I looked very creepy, like, staring into, trying
in
to
the
see.
Ball pit.
Like, poking my head, like, where are the games? Where's X-Men? No, I was, like, the creepy dude, like, staring in, because I was trying to find if the arcade machines were in the back. I don't know what I thought. But, hey, you just walk past the 7-year-olds and Jungle Gyms.
Yeah, there's Simpsons.
There's Sunset Riders in the very back. But yeah, I got a couple stairs like as I was trying to peek in. Oof. And then it's so
Chris
weird.
Chris Hansen sitting there.
Yeah, like, just like, just sit down right now.
We have cookies.
Oh my God. Like, I'm already like halfway through. Like, all right. We'll
just sign
this
confession.
We'll see where this goes. No, it's such a weird spot because it's like that one side entrance.
I'm 92% sure I haven't molested any kids.
that side entrance of the mall there near like the karate center that used to be there. So if you go in there, like to your left is Tumbletown. Then to your right's like chintzy massage parlor. Then it's an upscale wine shop. But then if you go across the like at, like the rest of the like section there to the other side of that like little hang off from Tumbletown, it's like the shadiest, dirtiest, filthiest dollar store.
Oh, really?
That just carries a plethora of like random Arabian food assortments.
Huh.
It like it's duct tape holding the carpet on the floor together, like stock shelves that maybe go as high as this table we're on. So like,
up is that like near the entrance to Bozkov's?
Yeah, or Bonton.
I think it's Bozkov's.
Yeah, well, whatever one's over there. Yeah,
yeah, right. I know where that place. Yeah, that place is crazy.
It's super shady. Like I remember, like Terry was shopping for wine. I was like, I'm just gonna kill some time, go around here, maybe I'll pick up a drink or something. I walked in, like, ooh. Like I felt like I was like about to walk too far into Narnia and not be able to get the coat back.
Like you'd be stuck.
Yeah, like I just couldn't find my way out afterwards. I'd be stuck in cheap expired curry mix powders
and come back out an old man.
Cowboy hats, like, ooh. So I just got out of there. That mall is depressing as hell.
Yeah. No, you'll get no arguments from me. It's definitely a weird, and it's a weird contrast of like depressing old stores and then like still like tweener stores. That,
yeah, like Wet Seal still in there.
Like if I even look in that direction, I feel like someone's gonna start blowing a whistle at me. Like, you stop it, weirdo.
You're just like, please. I kept my eyes down for Justice for Girls, but I picked them back up a little bit. It's a gap. It's fine.
Claire's. That's for grown ladies, right?
They're like, ew. That's what? For children who want jewelry.
Wet Seal. Hey, how's it going? Why do you have such a provocative name?
Sounds pretty saucy. We sell ladies, elderly's underwear. And you hear me complaining?
I'm not allowed to walk by. You're not allowed to sit down!
You're not allowed to try on the wares with your mouth.
Get out of that Santa chair, shithead!
You guys don't put this away after January rolls around. It's easier just to keep it up.
I did walk through a few times when Santa was there, and it was never more than like 5 or 6 people in line.
Wow.
And that used to be like to be down like, the mall.
Yeah. That used to be a huge attraction. And little town's just getting older and older.
I think that mall's just going down.
It's weird.
They said in the last couple of years, Harrisburg's population's actually, like the 80s was a huge downturn, but in the last few years, it's actually started going up again.
But it's weird because, like, I guess, you know, this is
there's all those strip malls now.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it's us being old, but I was like, where do kids go nowadays? I guess mostly just hang out with each other and friends and shit. Like,
yeah, they still go to stores and malls, but I think they go to like Target or maybe the Harrisburg Mall more.
I was gonna say, because I've been to the Harrisburg Mall and it still doesn't seem that busy.
Like, I went there looking for kids,
I went there cruising for 16 year olds, hung outside that store's Wet Seal.
Girls, not a weirdo,
yeah. Women, really. They just haven't taken calculus yet. They're still in algebra, which is fine.
I like them dumb.
Yeah. I don't want a girl who can do math better than me. So I gotta catch them before they get to junior.
I can do enough math. 20 minus 5, old enough.
That's right age for Christopher. 12 minus 3. It's old enough for me.
I wish there'd been a picture of you pointing at your chest right there. Old enough for me.
For me. For Christopher.
For me.
For Christopher. But Christopher get sex.
Christopher get puss. Then go sleep.
No.